WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming this fall. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District will not be cited for contempt of court related to allegations from former Superintendent Tommy Wallace that his former employer did not protect documents critical of his job performance.
That's after a Travis County District Judge decided not to issue civil contempt citations against five former members of Wallace's leadership team and two school board members. But the judge gave the district more specific instructions to prevent the release of documents that Wallace is still seeking to be permanently banned from public view. The source of who provided the Eagle and KBTX documents covered by a court order banning their release is still not known. A hearing to determine if the judge will allow the release is sought by the Texas Attorney General's office is scheduled to be held October 2nd. The ruling also denied Wallace's request that BISD pay up to $54,000 in legal fees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The WTAW news story about the possible reduction of electric rates for BTU customers is not correct. What BTU General Manager Gary Miller told the Bryan City Council this week was that the Texas Public Utility Commission might hold a hearing to lower the cost of sending electricity to other utilities around the state.
The ratepayers of all the utilities in the state pay these costs. And so that reduction would benefit all the ratepayers of all the other utilities in the state.
Miller says BTU's budget takes into account the possibility of the PUC reducing net revenue from that source from $6 to $3 million. Miller says if the PUC does that, BTU's revenue transfer to the City of Bryan's general fund will drop by $1.4 million. Prior experience in state government and the military will be used by the next executive director of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Bryan lawyer and retired General Bentley Nettles says since his appointment, he has received positive feedback.
They're a very professional, very skilled organization. But certainly, we need to stop the negative drumbeat and move it away, restore the trust of the Texas taxpayer.
Nettles says challenges include filling a leadership vacuum.
Sometimes other people push to try to get more influence of the leader, and you have to be careful not to take everything necessarily at face value.
Nettles was one of six finalists and 80 applicants for the job. Governor Abbott is expected to formally announce his campaign for re-election next year on Friday afternoon in San Antonio. Abbott seeking re-election isn't a surprise, as his campaign war chest is worth more than $34 million. Who might challenge Abbott is unclear, as no major Democrat has yet expressed interest. The governor is scheduled to visit with the infomaniac Scott DeLucia next Wednesday morning on the second day of the special session. The Bryan Police and Fire Departments recognized three people at this week's Bryan City Council meeting for life-saving actions. Officer Kelly McKeithen says while Lydia Garcia called 911 to report smoke coming out of a vehicle that had struck a tree, her husband Leonardo flagged down another passerby, Jose Alano Castro Perez. The men were able to get a three-year-old child named Miracle out of the back seat as flames started appearing.
Despite Leonardo and Jose's heroic efforts, there was nothing else they could do to help the driver. Miracle's mother, 22-year-old Isabel Castillo, tragically did not survive the crash.
The crash took place the morning of May 14th off Harvey Mitchell Parkway near the Denny's in North Bryan. WTAW News is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Since 1998, Marble Craft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marble Craft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear out to make ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marble Craft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Good morning, about 7:10. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota got a little bit of weather. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and clouds today. The threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Any storms, though, look to be isolated. Temperatures, they're probably going to reach 95 later today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy at times overnight, a low of 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, 95, maybe 100 in a few spots. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Saturday, partial sun, maybe a shower thunderstorm during the afternoon at 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, SEC Media Days wraps up today in Hoover. We'll hear what Coach Sumlin and the Aggs had to say at yesterday's showcase. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers still lead the TCL after a win over the Generals last night. And Wimbledon continues today. We'll take a look at how things are lining up. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man, yesterday was just miserable. It was so, so hot yesterday.
It really was.
Just, good to get out of the sun. If you're wearing anything other than white, it was just, ugh. Anyhow. But we got a 50-50 chance of showers, by the way, just on Saturday, letting you know, and Sunday and Monday as well. And the good thing is there'll be some clouds out there, which may help a little bit. But in the meantime, just try to stay cool.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
So among the birthdays today, also 73-year-old Erno Rubik. Yeah, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Guy who invented the cube.
Ah, the Rubik.
Yeah, I think it's after he found out he couldn't program his VCR, so he decided he'd do that cube thing. I don't know. I'm going to say I was over-challenged by it to the point that I tried it about three times and went, yeah, okay, fine, whatever.
I'm the same way, but I knew people who could do it in, like, you know, record time, really? Like 30 seconds, and people who could do it blindfolded.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I know a kid who can do it without looking at it.
Those people are wired differently than me.
Yep,
that's all.
Me too.
Me too.
I'm
that's
too,
why we do radio.
That's right. We could bounce from one thing to another and not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Also, happy 80th birthday today to Krispy Kreme Donuts.
All right.
That's kind of tried to come around here for a little bit.
They did. You know, back in the day, they were... Now, they started in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That's so
okay.
Along the Atlantic seaboard.
Yep.
And they were pretty popular. He later on moved to Nashville in the 50s, opened his first plant. By the 60s, Krispy Kreme brand was famous throughout the South. A typical Krispy Kreme store produces 3,000 donuts an hour.
Wow. An hour?
An hour.
Wow.
The larger facilities can make as many as 12,000. Okay.
And do they just do glazed, or do they do other flavors?
You know, I've only been in, I think, two Krispy Kreme donut places, and one of them was in Atlanta, and they have the deal is, what they had going on is they had a neon sign that they would turn on that said fresh donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, you could walk in and smell that grease, and but it was really cool because you could watch them, you know, make it because it was a mechanized process. And
they definitely have different flavors and different kinds.
Oh, do they
stuff.
Now?
Yeah,
okay.
They do like a chocolate glaze, and it looks like they have some jelly different jelly ones and stuff like that.
And you're right, they did try to make a foray out of the Southeast, and they came into Texas, and they were here, but it really didn't go very well.
Because we got Shipley's,
right?
You know.
Exactly. You're going to have local donut shops, but the thing is, I think they tried to team up with one of the grocery-toriums here, and you know, they had to truck them in from Houston.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I'm going to say this is probably 20 years ago on the show, we're talking about Krispy Kremes, and maybe it was because it was their anniversary or whatever. And a listener is hearing us talk about this, and I think she called her husband, who was in Atlanta, and he flew in that night and brought us Krispy Kreme donuts
from
Atlanta. Yeah. And all you got to do is put them in the microwave, you know, for like 7 or 8 seconds.
Yeah, well, and they're kind of good even when they're like a little old.
Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly. But it's one of those deals that, you know, wasn't here, and a listener was nice enough to do that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Of course, we've also had people bring us a tofurkey, and that didn't end
They actually have several different flavors that look delicious.
Well, and again,
they have a tofurkey flavor?
Yeah, and it makes sense that you would, that you'd expand
right.
it to that.
Oh, yeah, but, you have to. Anyhow. You have to keep up.
But I remember them as maybe being one of the first donuts where they did just the flat box. You know, they didn't stack them side by side.
Oh, right.
You
know, oh,
with
yep.
the edges touching but not leaning on the edges.
Correct.
So they kept their round appeal. And then there's this, KFC. They're turning the big 3-0 in China.
Okay.
And they're celebrating with a brand new smartphone.
Woohoo!
Cosmopolitan reports. It's a chicken chain, okay?
Yeah.
It's a chicken chain. But they are releasing a limited edition Huawei 7 Plus phone, which features a Colonel Sanders logo on the back. Okay. And it's embossed with 1987. Okay, because that would be when they came to China.
I feel like somebody over there at KFC knows that the company is about to, like, go under or something, and they're like, let's just spend all the money. Let's make lipstick that tastes like the grease.
Sure.
Let's make this stuff. Yeah, you know, I mean.
Lipstick that tastes like chicken grease.
Yeah, didn't they have something like that or something recently?
Yes,
I think somebody's like, let's just spend. Yeah, that's what it was, the sunscreen.
Okay, this thing costs $162 American. So only 5,000 are being made. So there you go.
Okay.
And best of all, of course, they have pre-installed the KFC app so that you can order some food.
Good.
There and do that.
We saved you the trouble.
Yeah. All right. Better parenting. You want a little help with that?
Please.
You know? Okay. So here we go. If raising a small child were not truly a test of your patience already.
Ugh.
Remember, as kids, we are always notorious for bombarding our parents with random stories or maybe questions or just comments on things that are going on. And you like that because you want your child to kind of be out there and let them know that their opinions are important. But they also need to learn when the right time is to do that.
When to shut up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Jessica Martin Weber is a parent, and she said she's got a simple trick to get her kiddos to stop interrupting her. She said, we were teaching excuse me, please, or just excuse me, but then they just would repeat that and get louder each time.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please.
And it's cute at first, she said, but excuse me, mommy, 30 times isn't much better than mommy.
Correct.
30 times. So in order to help with this, and likewise to respect some personal boundaries, we taught our kiddos to demonstrate when they have something to share by simply laying their hand on your arm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would at least show that they want to add something to whatever conversation or whatever the situation is.
Right.
But they know that I'm speaking to somebody or listening to somebody, and so they need to wait a minute. So that way, they know that we are aware that they want to say something, and then what we do is respond by putting our hand on top of their hand so that, you know, in other words, you'll get your chance in just a second. She said in a post, she explained this to her youngest child, the one who's had the hardest time not interrupting very recently, and the method has worked.
Huh.
So think about trying that if you're in that situation where it's, oh, mommy, or oh, daddy, hello?
Yeah. Whatever happened to the old fashion deal of popping them on the behind and telling them to be quiet.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It depends.
Unless you're in public.
Well, you know, and then.
Careful.
That's right.
Call on
that's
you.
Right. Or, you know, and again, if you're in the grocery store and they're misbehaving, then you pick them up and you take them outside.
You know what would be just brilliant?
Okay.
And I don't know why I just thought of this, but child care in a grocery store.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could. Now, I'll tell you,
there's a lot of bad things that could. Yeah. There's a lot of things a lot of bases you have to cover, but you know they do childcare at gyms.
They do,
and you only spend an hour and a half there.
Yep.
Just drop your kid off there, right in front. Go do your grocery shopping. Come back.
Now, and I'll tell you, if you where the C&J's barbecue is at the bend on Texas Avenue, okay, you know where that is?
Yep.
Okay,
sure
that
do.
Was a Weingarten's grocery store.
Okay.
Okay, it was the only Weingarten's that we had in town, and they had a play area. I mean, I could see it in my mind because, you know, as soon as you walk in, it was right there, and it was probably an 8 by 8 foot area that had like a picnic table in there and then some toys and stuff like that, and it was... I don't think it was monitored by an employee, but again,
right,
it was a different time.
Yeah, exactly.
But the idea was you could put your kiddos there.
Uh-huh.
They could play. They could hang out. You get a chance to do your grocery shopping without the kids going, I want, I want, I want.
Yep.
And then you come collect them as you leave. So that would be a good idea. Something that would keep your kiddos corralled while you're doing whatever it is happened to be,
right.
Like you say, working out. Oh, yeah, and then there's this. Apparently, it says here, having kids, the little matter of parenting newborn twins is not a problem for George and Amal Clooney. Is that her name?
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Amal.
Okay. Yeah, doesn't keep them stuck at home. Nope. TMZ caught the A-list mom and dad heading out to dinner with a few friends at Lake Como this week. Both seemed happy, fit, and well-rested.
Yeah, because they have nannies.
They have people, yeah.
Multi-millionaires. They
of
have
course
people who
they
take
seem
care
rested.
Of yes, excuse me, I believe the baby needs to be changed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm resting.
Yes, please don't tell me that they are in the real world.
Yeah, she's got a cook who cooks for her.
All right, here we go. Adidas has released running shoes that look like pizza.
Really?
Finally.
Looks like, yeah, you ask for it, now you've got it. The extra cheesy sneaks were part of a collection designed by 11 female artists. They were commissioned to create 50 one-of-a-kind Adidas to represent each of the 50 U.S. American states.
Oh.
Really? All right, let's Google Texas Adidas so we can see what they look like. It better have the Alamo on it. Teen Vogue says the pizza pair was created by an artist to represent New Jersey. The shoes are painted yellow with red and white lines to represent the peppers and extra cheese on top of the respectable Garden State slice. Not only do the sneaks feature 3D pepperoni pieces, but there's also a slice of pizza about the half the size of the shoe attached to the side.
I'm seeing...
Hang on, hello?
Of course, that means KFC needs to come out with running shoes that look like chickens now.
I think that would be
they're behind.
So good.
They're behind.
One more way to spend money. Go ahead.
They give a couple of different ones.
For like, Texas?
No. They don't have just pictures of all of them.
Really?
Yeah, or not at this
article.
Or
Texas.
I know that, Scott. When I Googled it, nothing came up.
Jeez.
Okay, wait, here we go.
All right.
They don't all look like pizza.
Okay.
Like, one of them looks like pizza, but then they just also have shoes for every single state, if
got
that
it.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Why aren't they showing me Texas?
Yeah, but
who cares about New Jersey?
Who cares about any other state?
But bringing that up, there are a lot of famous debates out there about what people in different parts of the country call different things, like soda versus pop, subs and hoagies. But one of these debates really has just started heating up this week on Twitter, and that is, what do you call those shoes that you wear when you exercise?
Sneakers.
According to a study, 45.5% of the people call them sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Most of them in the Northeast, though, so you're talking like a Yankee.
Yeah, no, I do. When I say sneakers around here, people usually question it.
You mean tennis shoes?
41%, 41% say tennis shoes, and the rest say gym shoes.
Oh, weird.
Gym shoes?
Yeah.
Who says that?
Anyway, apparently lots of people had no idea there was any other term to be used other than what they are using.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
They've been
I need a new
a
pair
rock.
Of gym shoes.
See,
like,
here,
that's weird.
Yeah, sneakers is, I don't know. My growing up here, tennis shoes is what it was, or tennies.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I grew up, I think, calling them tennis shoes,
right.
But I don't know. Sneakers.
Now you call them sneakers. It's cool. And again, there's no wrong answer. It just proves that, once again, there's a little bit of geography differences.
Got a little bit of that New York
thing.
In me.
There you go, 724.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Last week, I went out to Peach Creek Vineyards. If you haven't been out in a while, now, you know, really almost from day one, they had a great experience for you to be able to look out across the vineyards and be able to see where the grapes are that help produce the wines that you buy at Peach Creek Vineyards. But since then, they'd put a pavilion. But the pavilion is bigger than it has been. It has cooking facilities there. And it really makes for a great place if you want to have a private party or a shower or graduation, an informal wedding. Now, here's the deal. Peach Creek can, if you want, help you with all of that. They can help you get the food in there and everything else that you need to make that a great special occasion. Or if you want to bring your own food, you can do that. That's the deal that's great about Peach Creek Vineyards, is they want you to be able to enjoy the casual surroundings and their wine with your friends and family. And they'll be able to put it together in any package that you'd like. So just get in touch with them and tell them what you'd like to do. They're open 3 to 6 on Tuesdays and then Wednesday, by the way, they've got a game board night. This is something kind of fun that gives you an opportunity to either play outside or play inside in their new larger tasting room. But again, just a chance to be together with your friends. So they're open a little bit late on Wednesday nights from 3 until 8. And then on Fridays, 1 to 5, and Saturdays, noon until 6, and Sundays, 1 until 5. If you want some more information, and don't forget that they have a gift shop with lots of wine-centric items as well for you, at just go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawn mowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Look for a high temperature today. Again, probably in the upper 90s. It's the heat index, man. It's tough out there. At least 106 or so. A low temperature tonight around 75. We'll continue that pattern with highs in the probably the upper 90s and maybe touching near 100 in some places. Chances of rain increase during the weekend, though. It looks like 50% on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday during the day. Right now, winds out of the south at 3. We've got fair skies, and it's 76.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Politico is reporting tensions between moderates and liberals in California have plunged the Democrat Party into a civil war. But that's not right. There are no moderates in California. The war is between ultra-liberal Democrats and the radical extremist wacko Democrats. Now, the ultra-liberals have most of the power, and they failed to pass a single-payer health care bill. That caused the radical extremists to lose their cookies, and they're protesting at the state capitol. The assembly speaker is Anthony Rendon. He's been getting death threats. Last week, the radical extremist wackos disrupted a floor session. Security had to be tightened. Now, the ultra-libs are worried that the radical wackos are tearing the Democrat Party apart. Ultra-libs are afraid the radical wackos' demands for new spending could finally go too far and cause the Democrats to lose control of the state. Now, the problem is not just spending. The extremists, many of them Bernie Sanders supporters, want their entire agenda passed. Draconian environmental laws, debt-free college, and, of course, single-payer health care. California is already a tax-and-spend Democrat paradise. They already have brutal environmental regulations. They spend billions on health care. But the extremist wackos want the whole kit and caboodle. They figure Democrats run the state, Republicans are irrelevant, so they don't want any excuses. We'll let them fight it out. We'll enjoy every minute, but the danger is that could portend the way it's going to go for the rest of the country.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k account. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, One of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. Rush 15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace has lost his attempt to hold the district in civil contempt of court for not protecting documents critical of his job performance.
Wallace wanted the district to pay up to $54,000 in legal fees. A Travis County district judge referred to three related cases in ruling she could not hold BISD in contempt for any action not taken through a properly called meeting of its Board of Trustees. Seven Bryan ISD officials who testified at the court hearing all denied being the source of documents that were leaked to KBTX and the Eagle, nor did any of them know who was the source. The judge previously decided not to issue civil contempt of court citations against five former members of Wallace's leadership team and two school board members. Wallace had initially sought criminal contempt citations but withdrew that request during the court hearing. Wallace wanted the district to pay almost $20,000 of legal expenses for work directly related to the contempt motion and more than $34,000 in attorney fees for work before the contempt motion. While Wallace lost his motions, the judge gave BISD officials more specific instructions beyond the orders she issued last January to prevent the release of documents that Wallace is still seeking to be permanently banned from public view. A hearing to determine whether any of the documents the judge has blocked from public view will be released, as sought by the Texas Attorney General's office, is scheduled to be held October 2nd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The WTAW news story about the possible reduction of electric rates for BTU customers is not correct. What the Bryan City Council heard this week from BTU General Manager Gary Miller was the possibility of electric customers elsewhere in Texas paying less. That's if the Texas Public Utilities Commission decides to change the transmission rate formula used by BTU and other publicly owned utilities to send power around the state.
When all of the municipals went in for their initial rate cases back in the early 2000s, when this methodology for transmission rate of return was put into place, there were provisions given to municipals for general fund. And we don't know if those, at this point, whether those provisions will continue to be allowed.
Miller told the council if BTU has to reduce its transmission charge to other utilities, they are planning for a revenue decrease of $3 million. That would result in a decrease to the city of Bryan's general fund of $1.4 million. A friend who suggested looking into the opening started the path that led to Bryan lawyer Bentley Nettles becoming the next executive director of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. The retired general and former general counsel for the Texas Army National Guard says he asked about the leadership expectations of the agency.
They're doing a lot of great things, but there are some challenges, and how deep that goes is yet to be seen, and just needs to be some perhaps recentering of the organization, and I'm anxious to get in and try to help do that.
Nettles says he's looking forward to meeting agency employees.
And if there are things that need to be improved, like communication or processes within the organization, I think they're the ones who can share with you their insight on how to do it.
Nettles, who was one of six finalists and 80 applicants, plans to continue chairing the local BV Cares military nonprofit agency and participating on the BTU Board of Directors. This week's Bryan City Council meeting opened with the presentation of three citizen awards by the police and fire departments. Officer Kelly McKeithen said on the morning of May 14th, Leonardo and Lydia Garcia pulled over and found a vehicle had struck a tree and was smoking.
Leonardo got out of the car to see if he could help while Lydia called dispatch. Leonardo found the doors locked and the cabin filled with thick smoke, so he went back to his vehicle to retrieve a tire iron. He flagged down another passerby, Jose Alano Castro Perez, to help him. Together, Leonardo and Jose went to the smoking vehicle and broke the windows with the tire iron. Jose was able to unlock the rear driver's side door and pried it open. Leonardo reached into the vehicle, which was now beginning to show active flames, and picked up 3-year-old Miracle Castillo from the back seat.
After rescuing the 3-year-old, the vehicle became engulfed in flames and the front driver's door was stuck. That prevented the men from getting the child's mother out of the vehicle. The crash took place off Harvey Mitchell Parkway near the Denny's in North Bryan. On the 2-year anniversary of the death of Sandra Bland, who was found dead in a Waller County jail 3 days after being pulled over for a routine traffic stop, a memorial program will start in Waller this morning at the exact time she was pulled over by a state trooper.
Bland's death was ruled a suicide, something her mother refuses to believe. Geneva Reed Beal moved to the area about a month ago from Chicago on what she calls a mission from God.
My plans are to make sure that no other student dies inside of Waller County Jail. My plans are to make sure that no other student has to be harassed and accosted down what is now Sandra Bland Parkway.
This includes keeping Sandra Bland's legacy alive through her social justice scholarship at Prairie View A&M. There's also plans for a permanent memorial on the spot she was pulled over. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Sunshine and clouds today. The threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Any storms, though, look to be isolated. Temperatures, they're probably going to reach 95 later today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy at times overnight, a low of 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, 95, maybe 100 in a few spots. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Saturday, partial sun, maybe a shower thunderstorm during the afternoon at 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin and the Aggs took the stage at SEC Media Days yesterday. We'll take a listen to the statements they made. Meanwhile, the Bombers split the series with the Generals after a win last night at Nutrabowl, and we'll take a look at how things are going out at Wimbledon. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 7:39. Let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on the Infomaniacs this morning.
Had a little technical difficulty that kept us from being able to visit yesterday, but let's first of all talk about comments that you made in a television interview with KBTX having to do with the Donald Trump Jr. situation and the Russians. You had some pretty interesting thoughts. Expand on those for us, please.
Well, first of all, let me say this. We don't know how much there is there on this issue. I will say this. When I was running for Congress back in 2010, I had a variety of people come to me and said, hey, we've got the magic bullet to help you defeat your opponent. And usually these conversations would take about 10 minutes because you'd find out they're really just trying to get into some of your campaign funds. So I'm assuming this is probably similar to that. But that said, I think it's important that the Senate and House Oversight Committee or Intelligence Committees investigate this, as well as all the other alleged Russian interference in our election. And I have confidence that between those two investigations and the FBI that the truth will come out. So I'm not totally freaked out about it at this point in time, but I do believe that it should be part of the investigation, and I'm confident that it will be. That said, I think it brings up one of the issues that where I was quoted last time, and I think the adult children of President Trump need to get out of the White House and go back and do what they were doing before. I just don't think it's healthy to have all those family members in as advisors. I think they need to go out and do something else and stay outside of the administration at this point in time.
Now, and I'm not sure that I'm defending the president on this, but clearly when you want to build a management team, you want to build a team with people who you trust. And if you grew up in the political process or in D.C., you have people from inside the Beltway that you knew about. I mean, even President Bush, 43, was new to the presidency and new to Washington politics, so he took some people from his dad's administration. So, I mean, this is a guy who is bringing in the people he trusts. I understand your concerns about it being family, but if you're a businessman who's now become president of the United States, where do you go then to build this team?
Well, I mean, he has done a good job, in my view of the world, in terms of avoiding getting entangled in the swamp like you've seen other administrations do. And he has brought in good outside people. That said, I think that sometimes allegiance to family can be blinding and it may keep you from making the best decisions. And so that's the reason I think it's important to go ahead and you've also got to remember that, from what I understand, most of his kids are running the businesses that he formerly ran. And so I think there could be some entanglements that or some appearance of entanglements that you don't want to have. So I think it would be healthier to have them not be involved in policy. I mean, one of the things that's been concerning for me is to have Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, running around the world visiting with foreign leaders. I just don't know that Jared has an understanding of foreign policy well enough to be that person. So I think that's really rightfully the Secretary of State's job. And that's the reason I made the comment I did. I think it's important that we have the cabinet-level folks do this type, along with the chief of staff, do this type of work, rather than having the president's family involved.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from Washington. Of course, the business of running the country goes on, and while the House has done their part, the Senate, once again, still trying to come up with some sort of a health care repeal and replace package, supposed to roll it out today. Anything that you have heard or can share with us on that?
No, I haven't heard anything. They've done, they've kept it pretty tight, and I haven't seen much in the way of leaks come out. I've heard about different folks that have offered different amendments to the ultimate bill, but I don't know. You know, but I'm in the same position as everybody else in the American public to find out what's happening when it's rolled out today. It's my understanding that there'll be a vote on it sometime next week, and then after that, we'll either go to conference with the Senate look at how it marries up with the House bill, or the House will just simply vote on the Senate bill.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago you said you didn't think it would go to conference because there's an urgency. There's certainly a sense of urgency. Can we say that there have been no Democrats in this conversation at all? Is that fair to say?
Well, it's my understanding that both the President and Majority Leader McConnell have reached out to the Democrats, but that they have not been terribly engaging on this. They seem to be focused on trying to save the sinking ship of Obamacare, and that's just if that's your sole focus in life, you're not going to find a good bipartisan solution.
Well, you know, if they don't get that done, I know you want to get something done. Tax reform is one of the things that would certainly help if you have that feather in your cap. House Budget Committee, I know, is trying to move through this process, but there have been even new demands from the House Freedom Caucus, I guess, yesterday or so. Where are we as far as the budget process is concerned, and where is tax reform in that, in your view?
Well, 90%. Well, first of all, let me say this. We need to have a budget in order to do tax reform, because you've got to have reconciliation instructions in the budget that provide the rail car that tax reform rides on. So if you don't have your budget, you're not going to have tax reform. So that would be a critical mistake, I think, to demand perfection in the budget and then essentially blow up tax reform in the process. About 90% of conferences agreed on defense numbers, non-defense numbers, and also on the level of mandatory savings that we need to get to try to right-size the federal budget. And the budget committee is going to mark the budget up on the 20th. So I think we're there, and I'm hopeful that we don't have people trying to shift the goalpost on us to keep us from achieving a path to budget balance and also blow up tax reform. So that's where I'm hoping we go.
I guess it was the week before you were out. The Congress took some action on changes at the VA. We've actually seen VA employees fired, have we not?
We have. So it's my understanding that over 500 have been terminated due to poor performance. And that's exactly what should have been happening for decades. And so I'm glad to see that the VA administrator, as well, with encouragement from the president, has begun to clean up the swamp over to VA so that we put veterans first instead of the bureaucracy. And we passed bills to support the president in his attempts to do this.
And then also immigration legislation?
Yes, we had two bills. One was No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, and the other one was Cates Law. And they protect, one deals with sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. The other one deals with illegal immigrants who have come in multiple times, and who, like the one who killed Kay Steinle out in California. And also they deal directly with the immigrants like the guy last night, or the guy yesterday in Nebraska, that killed somebody in a DWI. He had entered multiple times illegally. And so these two bills would deal with that.
Finally today, I'd like to get your thoughts on what's going on in the federal courtroom in San Antonio as they're looking at the way that the congressional districts are drawn. And, of course, your district is one of the several districts that touches into Travis County, and that's the very thing that there are parties that are complaining about, is that they marginalize minorities so that the representation is not a true picture of Texas. What are you hearing, or what's your sense that'll come out of San Antonio?
Well, my guess is, based on the prior actions of the court, and again, I don't know that prior actions are indications of future behavior, but we have to remember a couple things. One is the maps they're talking about for the court, the maps that the court drew, which were later adopted by the state legislature. So to the extent there are defects in the current maps, they were defects that were part of in the maps approved by the court back in 2012. My guess is the court's going to get real aggressive in redrawing districts, and it will go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will throw it out, and then we'll engage in litigation from there. Or not engaging in litigation, but, you know, the State House may have to look at the maps again. You know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, we're only talking about two elections left, the 2018 and 2020 elections, and then we'll have a new census and redraw the maps again. Texas likely will pick up three seats, and when we go through that redistricting process.
So in other words, we may not even get it done by 2018, as you say. Then there are only two more cycles before we got brand new numbers, and we have to shuffle them again, right?
Exactly.
Frustrating process. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear our interviews archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for making time for us today.
You bet. Great talking to you again, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Well, thank you, sir. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clear and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I explained that rushing into a new relationship after a divorce is a serious blunder that will weaken future relationships. But there's another reason why moving forward too quickly is a bad idea. It'll hurt your kids. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Adults often make life-changing decisions without fully understanding their impact on children. For the kids, it's the most significant loss they can experience, and that's not an exaggeration. When parents divorce, kids often experience the same psychological distress as if their mother or father died. That anguish is intensified when parents jump into new relationships too quickly. Children aren't emotionally capable of understanding the realities of a divorce in the same way as adults. They need to grieve the life they once knew before adjusting to a new one. And that's why it's best if newly single parents put their dating relationships on hold until their kids are emotionally able to handle the changes. You heard me correctly. Don't date. The most important need your children have at this time in their life is stability. And that's likely going to require sacrifice on your part. They'll be able to move forward eventually, but it's going to take plenty of time and understanding. So if your marriage has ended, give yourself and your kids a break. Move forward, but slowly. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, yesterday it was Texas A&M's turn to take the stage at SEC Media Days. Head coach Kevin Sumlin shared some possibly big news about injured cornerback Nick Harvey.
We'll see when we get to camp. I don't foresee him being able to go. Could be a redshirt situation, but we'll make that decision in the fall.
What happened to him?
He had a knee injury.
Hey, did he already have surgery on that?
Yeah, had it immediately. That was in the spring.
Harvey sustained the injury at the team's Friday Night Lights scrimmage on March 31st. Harvey played in 12 of the Aggies' 13 games last season, ranking fourth on the team in tackles with 66 while collecting one interception. Also joining Coach Sumlin at Media Days were defensive back Armani Watts, offensive lineman Coda Martin, and wide receiver Christian Kirk.
I've wanted, for a while now just to be able to step into that main leadership role. Last year was Trevor, being our main vocal leader and captain of our team, and I'm looking, to step into that role.
As a sophomore, Kirk led the Aggies in all-purpose yards, scoring 12 touchdowns, including 3 punt returns. The Aggs weren't the only team who took the stage yesterday. Alabama head coach Nick Saban also spoke with the media, as well as Mizzou's Barry Odom and Kentucky head man Mark Stoops. To hear all the statements from the coaches and players from SEC Media Days, head over to our website, WTAW.com. Mississippi, Auburn, and South Carolina will be the final three teams to step up to the podium today. The Rebels will likely be the main attraction, mostly because of their off-the-field issues. The Rebels are in the midst of an NCAA investigation that's lasted nearly 5 years. Ole Miss is charged with 21 violations that include academic, booster, and recruiting misconduct. Speaking of Aggie football, five players have been named to preseason awards watch lists. Christian Kirk and running back Travion Williams were added to the Maxwell Award watch list presented annually to the College Player of the Year. Armani Watts makes the list for the Bednarik Award given to the game's top defender. Offensive lineman Colton Prater has been added to the Remington Trophy watch list. And punter Shane Trapuka makes the Ray Guy Award watch list presented to the best punter in college football. The Guys kick off the season against UCLA in 52 days. Out at Nutribolt.
1-2, wave and a miss, strike three. Dayton Lane comes in and closes the door. 1-2-3 go the Generals in the top of the ninth, and the Brazos Valley Bombers grab the win.
Our very own Zach Taylor on the call there, as the Brazos Valley Bombers offense showed up big last night with 8 runs on 6 hits to defeat the Generals by a final score of 8-1 to split the series with Victoria before a few days off. Here's Bombers skip Trey Porras on the pitching staff and what they need to do going forward.
It's going to be very important down the stretch here that obviously we've had our key bullpen pieces who in high leverage situations it's been a luxury to turn the ball over to, but not just those guys, everybody in the pen. And Dayton's done a great job of answering the call in the recent times that he's gotten the baseball. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that the more success you have, the more confidence you have, and the easier it is to turn the ball back over to you as a coaching staff.
With the win, the Bombers improved to 22-11 on the season and hold their 3.5-game lead over the Generals in the Baylor Scott & White Health TCL standings. The Bombers next return home to play the Texarkana Twins beginning on Saturday. First pitch is scheduled for 7.05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys are worth $4.2 billion, making them the most valuable sports franchise for the second straight year, according to Forbes. In its annual rankings, Forbes placed the New York Yankees second with a value of $3.7 billion. That's up from fourth place a year ago. And out at Wimbledon, the women's semifinal matches highlight today's schedule. 10th seed Venus Williams takes on number 6 Johanna Konta after Garbina Muguruza faces Magdalena Ribarikova. Roger Federer, Tim Burdick, Marin Cilic, and American Sam Querrey advance to tomorrow's men's semifinals by winning yesterday. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Couple minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, Cowboys worth $4.2
billion. Billion with a B.
Yeah.
Yankees are the world's second most valuable team. Up from number 4 last year.
Yep.
They're just letting you know. Hey, we're climbing. Yeah, great.
We're doing very well.
Now, what's interesting is, I mean, what we have to consider is that this is all over the world. So after that, the next 3 are Manchester United, Barcelona, and Real Madrid.
Football.
Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then come the Patriots, and then the Knicks, and then the Giants, and the 49ers, and the Lakers. All of them worth about $3 billion. $3 billion, okay? And again, it's Jerry. And yep. Jerry's Jerry, but he's for a guy who graduated from Arkansas, he's pretty smart.
Pretty good businessman.
Finds a way to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Finds a way.
Because he's got great mac and cheese up in the press box.
Is that it?
I think that's what it is. I think that's the secret.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me wonder. Now I got to go back and find this because You said mac and cheese. That means that there's Pizza Hut has got a new new crusts that are stuffed with mac and cheese.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Mac and cheese crust pizza. Well,
I'm working on it.
I was a big fan of stuffed crust, with just like the mozzarella cheese inside. That was delicious.
Which is interesting because, once again, that takes some work.
It does.
Because you got to, roll the cheese up in there.
Yeah.
Our president did a commercial for that back in the 80s.
Oh, that's right,
nice.
He did.
He'll do another one for the mac and cheese pizza.
Okay, here we go. Pizza Hut is launching two different mac and cheese stuffed crust pizzas in the UK.
Come on.
Both pizzas start with the stuffed crust pizza and then differentiate in terms of toppings. The classic one, stuffed crust pizza with a sauce, macaroni, cheese sauce, triple cheese blend.
Man.
And crispy onions.
Okay.
And then the barbecue one.
Ooh.
Okay. I want somebody from Great Britain to tell us what barbecue is supposed to be.
Why would you not start this in the obese country?
Get this. They cost $28 a piece.
Oh, my God.
WTAW College Station, Brian.